You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we're chatting sport today. And have you heard of Action Audio? A world first, this system is a game changer for watching live sports. And joining me now to tell us more is Executive Director of Innovation at AKQA, Tim Devine. Thank you so much for joining us today, Tim.
Oh, pleasure. Great to be here.
So, Tim, how does Action Audio work exactly? Is it different than just someone describing what's happening on the court for you?
Yeah, Action Audio takes spatial data that's being generated in professional sports, that's tracking all the players and all the balls or pucks or whatever it is, and then uses that information to create 3D audio or abstract audio. And it's different to closed captions or audio descriptions because it's much quicker and it's able to work in concert with existing commentary. So it can kind of, in the case of basketball, for example, even the radio commentary, they're never covering every aspect of it and it's harder to get the full picture, I suppose. So Action Audio gives people more agency to come up with what's their idea of what's happening in the game as it's being broadcast.
It feels almost a little bit more immediate. So should we have a bit of a listen? And I believe your initial launch for Action Audio with tennis in Australia. We're looking almost 3 years ago now.
Yeah. 2021.
And what has happened since then? Because it's been a while, and I think you've obviously done tennis, but have you done other sports as well?
Yeah, well, last year we focused on basketball, working closely with the NBA. We were lucky to be part of their Launchpad program, which is sort of an accelerator for fan experiences or player technologies to kind of get access to all the things they need to make their product work within the basketball space. So that's been really exciting. Basketball in terms of sound and complexity of sound and complexity of play is very, very different to tennis. So it was great to work closely with a whole bunch of people from Blind Sports and Recreation Victoria in Australia to map out and explore what Action Audio for basketball, what was meaningful in that space.
During creation of when you're, I guess, transferring Action Audio from tennis to basketball, you were working with different focus groups?
That's right, yeah. It's a process that we hold really close to the product. We can't do it any other way. This last period where we were defining basketball, obviously everybody's not at the same level. Some people might be into music and some of the people we're working with might be into just the sport, but not very interested in music or sound design or anything like that, or design in general, the idea of being creative. We spend a lot of time teaching people to recognize they already have a lot of ideas and ways of communicating what something sounds like. They just have to be kind of enlightened in some ways. We have lots of ways of describing sound, whether it's the sound itself, like boom or pop. So we already have good ways of talking about sound. Then there's a whole bunch of ways of thinking about sound and thinking about sound as information, which might be the sound of a reversing truck with a beep, or it might be a Bach concerto. And there's a difference there between something that is purely informational and one that's purely expressive and emotional. And where does Action Audio fit in that spectrum? And should it be purely informational, or should it be more entertaining and emotional and intense or immersive? So we spent a lot of time getting people up to speed on that idea and how that stuff works so that we can have a really productive co-design experience.
Have you found that the audience adjusted to the new way of, I guess, taking in information quite quickly? Did they find it easy to follow the sound information? Did it make it also easier for them to feel like they're actually following the game in real time?
Yeah, the difference between basketball and tennis was that there's no equivalent of blind basketball. There's blind tennis. People who are blind have low vision play blind tennis. So there was not as much that we could lean on from a familiarity perspective. So we thought a lot and worked a lot with people with the design cohort to find what was an acceptable level of onboarding for the sound design for basketball and action audio. We were working on a project for the NBA, and the NBA have like 1,200 games a year. So it's a lot of basketball every week. So we wanted to make sure that there was a good level of depth, meant that people might spend a bit more time trying to understand what's going on. It's a bit of onboarding, a bit of like, this is what this sound is related to, and this is what this sound's related to, so that when you get used to what the sounds are, you're able to go deeper and really have a more immersive experience of the sport.
It's almost a little bit like learning a new language, but maybe not as intense.
For sure, yeah. There's a middle ground. We don't want it to be completely foreign, and we want to be as intuitive as possible. The benefit of action audio is to try and put as much information for people to pull out as is reasonable.
We're in 2024. Do you have some big plans for this year? Are you continuing any projects?
We're excited to be working further with the NBA on a pilot to look to scale across basketball in the NBA and all around the world. And we're also working on a project with one of the majors that's going to happen later this year. Can't say which one yet because it hasn't been completely confirmed, but we're working on doing it in stadium courtside experience. So some tennis events, there are headsets that people wear for commentary already. And so using those headsets to pipe in action audio in real time so that people have more of a sense of what's happening there. And obviously there's a latency or a delay in when we get that information that means that we have to change things a little bit. But again, the exciting thing about that project will be that we're going to design and co-create that stuff live during the tournament with people who are blind or low vision to really just see what is meaningful, what works, what doesn't work, and do it live in the space. And that's a new thing for us. We haven't really done in stadium experience before, but it's been on our roadmap. We want to create a holistic experience across video games, broadcast, and in-stadium, in-arena experience.
Which actually really nicely brings me into my other question, because obviously you already worked with action audio on tennis, on basketball, but there could be some other applications for this use of sound.
Definitely, yeah. As part of the Launchpad program last year with the NBA, we were in Vegas talking to all manner of sports, and there's definitely scope for action audio to work in soccer or football and cricket. There's a great story of cricket being effectively the original action audio. Back in the 40s or 50s, the radio broadcasters used to tap a pencil on a notepad to denote a shot had been played so that would go through the radio broadcast to give people more of a sense of what's happening. And it sort of exemplifies exactly what action audio is trying to do. It's augmented audio that's working in concert with commentary to create a more immersive experience for people to make appraisal of what's happening in the game. Now we do it instead of a pencil and a notepad, we do it with, you know, multiple cameras around the stadium and large amounts of processing and data, but to the same experience in many ways.
Tim, if we wanted to find out a bit more about Action Audio, do you have a website we can check out?
We do. It's action-audio.com.
Fantastic. Well, Tim Devine from AKQA, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Wonderful. It's great to have a chat.